Wir werden ihn jetzt einfach mal begrüßen. Hi Ron, how are you doing?
Good, I'm doing fine.
Great, it's an honor to have you on the phone for our little show here. I want to start off with a question right away. We've talked about scum in the show already. Can you explain to our audience what scum means and what it actually is?
Sure, I'll try. SCUM stands for the Script Creation Utility for Maniac Mansion, and it's a computer programming language or a development system for making adventure games. And I created it when I was making the very first Maniac Mansion game to kind of help that that kind of technical and creative process of making adventure games. And the SCUM system has been used in almost all of LucasArts adventure games.
All right. I really got to ask you this. Do you ever get sick and tired of talking about Monkey Island?
You know, I really don't. There was a period maybe, you know, 5 years ago where I was, you know, kind of starting to get tired of people asking me about, you know, just about Monkey Island or mostly about Monkey Island. But I think, you know, especially in the last couple of years, I think I've really kind of come to appreciate, you know, what that game has meant to a lot of people and also, you know, what that game has meant to me as well. And so, you know, I don't get tired of talking about it.
All right. Out of all the games you've worked on, especially, of course, the point-and-click adventures, which one is the one you would like to make a sequel to if you ever had the time and the money and somebody said, you have no limits, do whatever you would like to do?
Well, I think without a doubt, that would be Monkey Island.
Yeah?
I'd love to make a sequel to Monkey Island. You know, I did Monkey Island 1 and I did Monkey Island 2, and I left Lucasfilm after that, so I never really got to make Monkey Island 3, which, you know, I really had the whole story in my head, and I'd really love to kind of go back and make that version of the game. I couldn't make it exactly like I wanted to back then because there have been a couple other Monkey Island games that have come out, and I would kind of need to deal, you know, with the whole Monkey Island universe and how it's changed, but I would really love to make another Monkey Island game.
I myself am a big Monkey Island fan. I absolutely love those games. Although I do have to admit, when Part 3 came out, I was a bit disappointed. I know the game looks really, really good. I did not really like the style too much of the cartoons and how Guybrush looked. And also, I thought some of the humor was missing. And the whole story, it just never connected to the second part for me. Will we ever find out how the whole story would have continued from Monkey Island 2? If you would have made Monkey Island 3, how the, you know, the whole storyline and everything and the ending of Monkey Island 2, which was very, very bizarre for a lot of people?
Yeah, the ending to Monkey Island 2 is definitely bizarre. I mean, I think the ending is one of those things that, you know, you either love it or you just completely hate it. But it was actually going somewhere. You know, I didn't do that ending just to be strange. It really was kind of part of the whole story. In terms of whether we're ever going to see that, you know, unfortunately, I don't own the rights to Monkey Island. You know, LucasArts does. And so I think it's really, you know, going to be up to them about whether, you know, there's ever another Monkey Island game and, you know, if I'm the one to do it or not.
Could you ever imagine going back there and working with them?
I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. I would love to make another Monkey Island game.
How happy are you with Monkey Island 3?
I was actually very pleased with Monkey Island 3. The guys who made it, you know, Jonathan and Larry, they didn't know what was in my head about the third game because I never really talked about that with anybody. So, you know, they were kind of just, you know, working in the blind, so to speak, with that. And I think they did a really good job. I think the humor, you know, was right up there. And, you know, there were things about the story that didn't really sync with, you know, kind of my vision for the world. But I think generally I was very pleased with Monkey Island 3.
How come you left LucasArts, though?
I left LucasArts because I really wanted to start my own company. And I also wanted to do smaller games. I really had this kind of idea of doing these episodic adventure games, you know, back in 1992. And we really couldn't do them back then because we didn't have the internet to be able to distribute episodic stuff. And so, you know, the small episodic games kind of morphed into doing these adventure games for kids, you know, which was what Humongous Entertainment did, which is the company that I started after I left LucasArts.
You have a blog, which is called grumpygamer.com. It's very funny. And you mentioned something in an interview or on your blog about a big secret. Can you tell us anything, what you meant with a big secret?
The secret to Monkey Island secret?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first game's called The Secret of Monkey Island, and, of course, the secret is never revealed in the game, and so a lot of people just want to know what, you know, what the secret...
What is the secret? Damn it!
You know, and that really was all going to be kind of revealed in the third game, which was kind of, you know, my idea of the trilogy of these three games.
Ron, so, it's okay. You can let it all out now. It's okay. We're in a safe, you know, we're in a safe area here. It's fine. Let it out.
Well, you and none of your listeners can tell anybody, okay?
All right. I see I'm not getting it out of you, am I?
No, you're not. Many have tried.
All right. Do you still keep in contact with people like Tim Schafer, who you worked with back then?
Yeah, I actually see Tim Schafer almost every day.
Oh, cool.
I'm, you know, working on a design for a current game, and he's just kind of loaning me a desk at Double Fine. So I go into Double Fine every day and work on my game, and I see Tim. Dave Grossman, I play poker with him maybe once a month or so I see Dave quite a bit as well.
Oh, that's cool. So you just said you're working on a current project. Can you tell us about anything about the project that you're working on right now?
Well, the project is it's kind of an adventure game kind of melded with kind of a Diablo-style role-playing game. And it's a comedy, of course, with, you know, kind of what I do. And it's an episodic game, so kind of like the, you know, the Simon Max games that Telltale is doing. It'll kind of come out in these, you know, smaller little episodes over time. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now, kind of designing that and also, you know, pitching it to publishers and, you know, trying to get funding and financing for it.
So there's no release date as of yet or anything like that?
No, not yet. But I'm really hoping, you know, within the next month or two that I'll have some pretty good information about that.
How do you see the whole computer in the gaming industry now as compared to back then?
Well, the really big difference is that there's a lot of money at stake right now. And, you know, back when I started in the industry, there just wasn't that much money involved in it. And so it was a lot easier to just, you know, to get projects started. It was easy to come up with interesting ideas and do things that really hadn't been done. And now, you know, people are spending, you know, $10 or $15 million to make a game, and then they spend another $10 million to market the game. And when you're spending that much money, there's just so many people that are involved in the creative process and the approval processes. There's just a lot less freedom, you know, creatively to make stuff.
Would you say because of that, it's a lot harder to get creative ideas accomplished in the gaming industry?
Oh, very much so, yes. It's a lot harder to get stuff made.
What do you think the adventure genre, I mean, back in the day when it started, it was the big thing that really helped the PC rise to become a big-time gaming platform. Why do you think nowadays it's not that important anymore?
Well, adventure games, I think, are tricky games to design because they're very dependent on the story being very good and very interesting, and they're very dependent on the puzzles and the structure of the puzzles kind of being done really right. And I think those two things are very hard to do. And so I think a lot of adventure games that kind of came out, you know, right as the whole genre was kind of dying, they didn't have very good stories and they didn't have very good puzzle stuff. And we saw the emergence of games like Doom, which were just a lot more action and a lot more adrenaline, and people just kind of gravitated to that. And since the adventure games, I don't think we're really telling, you know, really, really good stories, it was just easy to kind of pluck all those people away.
All right. Ron, I really appreciate you taking your time to have a little interview, a little chat with us. I hope we'll see some of you in the future very soon, especially your games. And maybe before you take it to your grave, please tell us what the secret of Monkey Island is. I'm begging you. All of us out there would really appreciate it.
All right, I'll remember that. And thanks a lot for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
And if you ever come to Germany, you better come to our show.
I promise you I will do that.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Ja, da habt ihr es gehört. Ron Gilbert, ich bin wirklich sehr, sehr stolz, mit dem Mann mal gesprochen zu haben. Einen von meiner Lebenswünsche ist gerade in Erfüllung gegangen. Ich kann jetzt eigentlich glücklich sterben. Aber bevor ich das mache, schauen wir uns noch...